I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number is to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. Last night when I came home, I was coming off a high. I thought last night's show was an amazing show. Matthew James Bailey is always interesting, and when he talks about the ethics of AI and the ethics of AI-generated heaven or hell, I just thought, you know, this would be a barn burner. It certainly was, because I wanted to explore more before I went to bed. And one of the things I thought of as I was doing my studies before bedtime, I started thinking about natural death. You know, you can't avoid talking about that when you're talking about the idea of dying and being preserved in a computer, right? Or not having to taste death because you're being downloaded into a compartmentalized case and or an avatar. And so I got to thinking about the natural aspects, you know, the things that, you know, we, as we have grown into adulthood, have learned about and have always been told that happens when we die. And since death is one idea that has no history except that it's an idea, it's not really a reality. I mean, it's a reality that none of us have experienced, okay? We have not experienced it yet. And so it's the most frightening idea, but it's a quite simple idea. It's the ultimate unknown. And it's always haunted me. It haunts human beings, whether consciously or unconsciously. Some people put it in the back of their head. They don't think about it, or they're not afraid of it, because they say, well, I know where I'm going. I know what's going on. I know what my God has in store for me. But the thing about death is that it lies at the root of everything, really. It lies at the root of war, violence, religion, art, love, and civilization. The good and the bad, the beautiful and the ugly. And it's why we win or lose, we pass and not fail, pass on and not die. It's the idea of passing, not dying. We'd be lost without it, even when we feel lost. When thinking about it, we feel lost. It's fundamental for understanding why people were getting vaccines to avoid dying, even though they probably would have lived without them. Mortality rate was low with COVID. But societies have always been people banded together in the face of death. And since people are not just physical beings, but symbolic creatures who can think and imagine the past and the future, societies are filled with mythologies. They're filled with mythic symbolism, symbol systems. And those symbols are to protect people physically and symbolically as well. That's why we have crosses. That's why we have symbols we wear around our necks. Sometimes, though, we have to understand that this whole idea of protection, sigils is protection, and all, it's a racket. And the racketeers are holding people hostage to fabricated fears and keep them locked in a living death spiral. You're going to die unless you do this. You're going to die unless you have this. And see, that's the thing. Some people feel they're cursed. And so we are told, you know, do this to comply. But we have safety theater happening. We see it at airports. We hear about it in the news. We hear about lockdowns and things that happen when, you know, where people are told to, you know, they have no choice, but they have to comply. And so death is the most potent imaginative idea and reality that doesn't exist except as a mystery, about which anything we say is speculation, of course, and it can be used for good and evil depending on who controls society. Now, we only have the hope and testimonies of people who have allegedly died and have seen the other side. Reality is indeed precarious, with society suspended in a web of myths and symbols. But it is through cultural and social symbol systems that society's meaning is transmitted to individuals. And it's within the symbol systems that the control and release of action resides. And this is why in near-death experiences, we hear familiar words and symbols that take us from a secular curiosity to a religious curiosity or a spiritual ritual curiosity or even a glimmer of hope that life is not the end. You see, in today's electronic mass media world, those who control the mass media, they control the narrative flow. And the storytelling control is the majority, the storytelling controls go to the majority. So whatever they think is important for you to hear, they'll talk about. So the media has rarely said anything about life after death. Because when we were kids, I don't know if you remember this, when we were kids, we kept hearing stories about near-death experiences. It happened all the time. They were on the nightly news. It was that book, Life After Life, that movie, Life After Life. There was some schick, some classic film about dying. And we saw these when we were kids thinking, wow, this is amazing. And now we're hearing that we can cheat death by converting our souls to data and remain an avatar eternally. And so we are at this crossing, this crossroads now, where the mythical system of death or the mythical system of what happens after death is still holding the society together. But the beliefs and the values are sort of changing now. We're having apocalyptic theory. And so the science comes stepping in. And while religion and philosophy gives us all symbolic answers to death, science is telling us, well, there's more to it than that. Science is telling us it's got that halfway point between this intense, preoccupying yearning to just putting it in the back of your head and realizing, hey, if the lights go out, the lights go out, I have nothing to worry about anymore. But there are a lot of people that are yearning right now. They're yearning for death. I get this all the time when I post something about the apocalypse or I talk about the apocalypse. So it says, I can hardly wait. Please make it this year. I want to go. I need to go. And that's sad because I think a lot of people see the end of the world as something of salvation when it's not salvation. You've already had that salvation as far as I can see. You don't need the end of the world to give you salvation because, well, immortality, life itself, you're not ending, you're continuing. You're continuing with a bad attitude. I'm sure you're not going to have a very good afterlife. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back.
You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.